Enrique, Take You Back, My Love. It's Rock FM. You listen to Animate Breakfast with you through till 10 this morning. Stick with us. There's absolutely loads still to come on the show. After 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be playing Nevermind the Buzzercock. And in half an hour's time, Drastic Times call on drastic measures. Make sure you stick with us, right? Because I've no doubt that the majority of people in the Northwest will be backing me up with my drastic measures. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Got something for you. I was speaking to a pal yesterday, right? Down south, you know, right? And we all know that we're in difficult economic times, but at the weekend, he was invited to a party, all right? I want you to hold on to that aspect of the story. He was invited to a party.
Right.
Right? This party was at somebody else's house, yeah? The party wasn't like a bang bang thumpy dance remix type of party. It was a dinner party, you know what I mean? A little bit of starters, nice main course and a pudding, few glasses of vino.
Yeah.
Few beers.
Quite civilised then.
Bit of chat. Go home. Yeah, I do have civilised mates who actually can do this without throwing a kebab down a copper or something like that.
Notice you weren't invited though.
Well, yeah, it's a bit too far for me to travel. I was definitely on the guest list. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely 100%. Anyway, went to the party last Saturday. Yesterday, via email, my mate was invoiced for the attendance of the party. Seriously? Do you know, like, if you go to a restaurant, you pay for your meal?
Yeah.
The person who held the party has sent him an invoice for the amount of money, right, that it costs for them to sit at the party and eat.
Do you know what? I've heard of that before. People do that for the wedding.
I think it's absolutely ridiculously tight that that you can charge somebody. You've invited them to your party. He says, well, it's going to cost you 50 quid for your steak.
I went to a New Year's party 2 years ago and it was £5 on the door to go in, honestly.
Into a house?
Yeah, for a buffet.
Seriously?
I swear, for a buffet. It was bring your own booze as well. £5, you're not coming in. Oh, sound, cheers for
the invite. So they charge you £5 for a meat pie and a sausage roll?
Pretty much, yeah.
And you had to take your own ale.
I was livid, yeah. But I'd gone all that way.
This is ridiculous. Have you got any tight... I think that's quite tight. Have you got any tight mates?
Yeah, I've got one who is the tightest girl you will ever meet in your life. And it does my head in because I'm quite generous when I go to the bar and I always ask everybody for a drink. But when it comes to buying drinks on a night out, she will find an excuse, any situation, she'll find it so she doesn't have to buy a drink. Like, oh, I just need to nip to the toilet or, oh, I forgot my purse. I've just been to the cash point and it's taken my card, right? Or I can't go to the bar because you see that guy? Well, I went on a date with him last week and I don't want to speak to him.
Seriously?
It's well annoying. Or, right, when she eventually...
How many excuses has she got?
When she eventually comes to buying a drink, do you know what she does, right? She goes to the bar, gets everybody a drink and she'll go, I'll just have a lemonade, please, right? Then she says, it's vodka and lemonade, this. So she buys herself a cheap drink like a lemonade. Then when it's my turn to buy her one, she's on doubles. She's on doubles. She's the tightest girl I've ever met.
Bad times. I think, do you reckon there's a lot of people like this out and about?
Yeah, and do you know what you often find with the tight people? They're the ones we owe the money.
That's rich, isn't it?
She's so tight.
It's going to be rife at the minute, I reckon, yeah.
01-772-900-974. First question, right? Have you ever charged anybody to come to your house? That's my first question. What's going on in the world? And then 63103 on the text, put the word rock at the start of your message. Just examples of people being overly tight in these tight economic times. I understand it, you know what I mean? I know that it's going on out there. Just like, just get into the mindset of the person that's just charging their friends to come round the house. It'd be great. I wonder if it's going on.
I'll tell you what else she does. She puts a bottle of Plonk in a bag.
Well, we all do that. I do that all the time, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, no.
2 litres. 2 litres worth at night. Is it throwing hints?